21st of October 2006.
In Ballymun and Beijing.
RadioWXTC.net.
In Coolock and Cairo.
RadioWXTC.net.
In Artane and Amsterdam.
RadioWXTC.net.
Many years ago, listening to the radio, I heard this wonderful sound and I wasn't quite sure who it was. I think it was John Creedon on Radio 1 here in Ireland, and he was playing this wonderful song. I think I picked up the name of the song. A couple of weeks later, in a record shop on Eden Quay in Dublin, Freebird Records, I discovered this single, and it was by Carmina. And I brought it home and I listened to it, and the A side was good. The B side was enchanting. It was wonderful. It was called Concord. I've listened to the music of Carmina on and off for a good number of years. That was probably about 5 years ago. And today on the phone, I'm speaking with Pippa Marland of Carmina, who is about to embark on a short tour over here to Ireland again. So, hello, Pippa.
Hi, Brian.
Hello. Can you tell me a bit about the history of your band?
Well, we've been going a fair number of years, as you suggested from what you were saying, and the band is based around myself and Rob King, and we do the songwriting. We met a while ago when we were both at university, and we promptly dropped our academic careers and went full-time into music. And we have been playing since then, and we've gradually built up a fantastic band of a mixture of Irish musicians and English musicians, and also a mixture of traditional players, folk players, and jazz players. So with our sound, we've managed to create a kind of marriage of Celtic music and jazz influences.
You're based in Bristol.
Well, one of us is based in Bristol. It's very hard to say where we're based as a band, because everybody lives in a different town or city, if not a different country. So Rob is in Bristol. I'm speaking to you from Nottingham, which is where I live. And the rest of the band are scattered around England and in Mayo and Limerick in Ireland.
So you're truly a world music band. You come together for projects.
In terms of rehearsing, yeah.
Lovely. And this sound that you have, where does that come from? What is the influences that gives you this wonderful sound?
Well, I think it comes out of the fact that people in the band, although some of us are playing jazz and some of us folk music, none of us come out of a single tradition of music. And I would rank some of my favourite albums as being, ones by Van Morrison or Planxty or Miles Davis, Kind of Blue. And I think everyone has a similar kind of eclectic approach to music. So I think the sound comes out of the fact that we're trying to marry, or naturally we're bringing together a whole host of influences, and the sound is what has come out of the meeting of minds and music of all of us, really.
Last night I had a dream, and it filled my heart with woe. The man that I have come to has another love I know. But I have cast off my old life, and to him I did go. And for this dream of loving, I have sold my soul. There's a stream in the town here, it leaves black as night. When it has washed the dust away from our defeated lives. So I run my fingers in the cool, where it goes at the fountain. And then I knew as it was, the water of the mountain. It's the cold, clear water of the mountain. Cold, clear water of the mountain. I went to my love, but he sent me away, saying, go now to the house, for I have work to do today. So I departed from him, but I stumbled in the lane. And when I came back to my love, he was kissing a young maid. left my homeland and the people that I knew. Thought that I could set my heart upon a love so true. But I would not go back there, for it would not be the same. So I walk out to the darkness and the gathering. The cold, clear water of the mountain. Cold, clear water of the mountain. Gonna walk out in the rain and let it wash me clean. It's the rain that comes from heaven, makes the mountains green.
You're coming to Ireland next weekend and you're playing a run of dates, Kilkenny, Cork and Middleton Cork. Tell us what you're coming to play.
Well, the first gig on Friday night, the 27th, we're playing in Carroll's Hotel in Knocktofa. I'm not sure if that's the right way to say it, but it's near Thomastown in Kilkenny.
It sounds okay, Knocktofa.
Does it sound right?
Yeah.
And it's a fundraising event and that will be... a four-piece unit of the band.
And that's on the road from Dublin to Cork.
That's right. And then the next night we're at Cork Jazz Festival in the Metropole Hotel at 9:30 p.m. and that's with our big eight-piece band.
And that's the big gig. That's like part of the festival.
Gig. Yeah. It's we're looking forward to that very much.
And you've done the festival before?
We have. We did the festival a couple of years ago, and it's just fantastic. The atmosphere is wonderful and people are so kind of up for enjoying listening to music and partying. So.
And is it fair to say that you're folk jazz, and how does the jazz festival take to your music?
Well, in a funny way, the jazz world has been perhaps more receptive to our music than the folk world at certain times, because we definitely do have a jazz element, and we're using a lineup with double bass and piano and drums and saxophones and violin. So there's kind of a jazz unit happening. But we're also bringing in the pipes and the banjo, which I think is probably more unusual. Well, definitely the pipes is a more unusual instrument for the jazz festival, and they love that. I think they like the fact that we're genuinely trying to bring in some new influences and do something a bit different. So they've been very, very welcoming to
us. You're pushing their sound envelope out to the edges a bit.
I think so, but that's part of what jazz is as well, isn't it? It's part of the...
Well, it was never written down, so you can't say it's wrong.
No, and I think jazz players have been pushing at the envelope for years, haven't they?
Yes. Let's have a listen to another track and we'll join you again.
Oh, Brian, I didn't mention the third gig.
Oh, yes, yes.
I got carried away in McDade's in Middleton on the Sunday afternoon, 4 till 7pm, that's Sunday the 29th. They're all lovely venues. We're really looking forward to that.
So, let's recap. Friday night is Knocktofer.
That's it.
And Saturday is the Metropole, which is a wonderful hotel in Cork, and Middleton on the Sunday afternoon from 4 to 7.
That's right, in McDade's. Okay.
Let's have a listen to that track. We'll join you again in a second.
Thank you.
Hey, you're into the studio in January and you've once again teamed up with Donal Lunny for some new material. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, we've worked with Donal before on an album and we've always wanted to work with him again, and we've come to the stage with the musicians who are now in the band and the new material that we're working on where I think it's a really good moment to work with him again. So we're very excited about that. We're going into the studio on January the 8th, I think, in Dublin, so can't wait for that.
So you're coming back for more of our lovely hospitality.
We are, actually, even though there's only two of the band living in Ireland now, but we're all coming over.
What is it about Donal Lunny and your music that he seems to bring out the best in it? Not to say that if he's not there, your music isn't the best, but he does something wonderful when he gets his hands on your craft.
He definitely does. It's a bit hard to define in a sense, but he's a fantastic musical catalyst and leader. And when we recorded Weather in the Heart with him, he played on the tracks as well as producing them. And I think he just drew everyone together and got the best out of every individual musician, but also generated a fantastic spirit in the studio. So I think that what we achieved was greater than the sum of its parts. You know, we were surprised by what came out of those sessions.
Pippa, I know you have to run, so thanks a million for coming on the podcast.
It's been a pleasure.
Have a great mini tour of Ireland, and if at all possible, I'll try and get to one of the three gigs. Not my end of the country, but I'll try. So thanks once again for coming on the phone.
Okay, you're welcome.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Born in another time, God has taken away your so you can see the misery speck from a shooting star on the dark side of the moon. I was blind too. Oh, Caroline. Oh, Caroline. Oh, Caroline. Through Claire, I thought I saw you in the lane ahead of me. And if I'd slipped through time, placed a hand upon your leg, would you have played? Would you have played, Caroline? Oh, Caroline. Thank you. saw you in the lane ahead of me. And if I'd slipped through time, placed a hand upon your back, would you have played, would you have played Caroline? Oh, Caroline. Oh, Caroline, my Caroline, would you have played Caroline?
That one's called Caroline. Beautiful, beautiful. If music hung in galleries, there you would find Carmina. Thankfully, they don't hang music in galleries or put it in museums. And it's out there and you can see it live. If you can get along to one of the gigs. Caroline and Red River Valley Girl were from the album Weather in the Heart, and the other track you heard, Cold Clear Water of the Mountain, was a demo track from the forthcoming Carmina album to be recorded early 2007. This has been episode 18 of the Brian Green podcast. Join me again in the future at a date unspecified and unpredicted for episode 19. Enjoy your music. Goodbye.